Try it. Okay, try both. All right.
Okay.
Hello, so how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
All right, awesome. So I'm just going to be asking you a couple of questions regarding the Zaragoza orientation days during the summer of 2021.
Okay.
Mainly because that time of Zaragoza, it was when we're transitioning back from COVID and being strictly online. So I'm trying to get a feel of the university's safety precautions that were taken just to ensure safety for students and their families and also the student leaders.
Okay.
All right, awesome. So can you please state your name, major, and the year that you're graduating?
My name is Jacqueline Mendez. I'm a biology major. I'm graduating May 2023.
Perfect. And what is your position in Zaragoza?
I was a Zaragoza leader.
All right, and what year did you start that?
2021.
So it was your first year this past summer?
Yes.
All right, cool. And then what was your role in that position?
Just to help students during orientation, take them to their sessions that they had to go to answer any questions that parents and students had. And just make the transition a little bit easier for them since it is coming from college. And since they are kind of like the more COVID class, so most of the things were online, so this is the first in-person I think they had.
Oh, okay, cool. As a Zaragoza leader, what did you learn or do to ensure safety for students and parents regarding COVID-19 restrictions established by the school and or state?
So we used masks inside at all times. At the time, CDC, I believe, if you were fully vaccinated, you could take off your mask outside. If you do. That's only if you were fully vaccinated. We separate Zaragozas. So that usually Zaragozas are only like a full one is like I think 1 to 2 days, and it was only like three. That's how I remember mine. It was just like three sessions throughout the. And this year they did we did six sessions so that we could have had less people in each one of them, so there wouldn't be so many people. And according to CDC guidelines, the school really followed the guidelines, and they were very strict with mask throughout the entire Zaragoza process.
As Zaragoza leaders, how were you able to ensure that students and parents were following the guidelines?
The Zaragoza leaders were mostly with students. Some were with parents, but the parents usually would go to like faculty meetings and stuff. So we would just ask them to put their mask up inside, just simple. And if they didn't, then we would have to ask one of our bosses if they could come and kind of talk to them.
All right, cool. And then last question, how do you think your Zaragoza student experience accommodated to the pandemic compared to your experience as a new student prior to COVID?
So my experience in Zaragoza was very different than how it was this year, just because it was more people in my groups, and there was just a little bit more activity with your group. But this year, it was more like our groups were a lot smaller, so like they got to meet each other a lot more. And there was certain things that we had to take out due to the pandemic. For example, one of my favorite experiences in my Zaragoza was to do a sketch with your Zaragoza group, and then we'd present it in Zaragoza days, and it was really fun. But this year we had to take that out just because it takes a lot of interaction to make a sketch and to just, plan things out. So we took that out. And I think I was really sad about that. There was also a speaker that came to my Zaragoza He also came to the Saragossa, and he did very well, kind of accommodating us and like the touching stuff, and you know, somebody felt uncomfortable, they didn't have to do anything, just because it was a lot. We moved things to like bigger spaces so that people could have more room and stuff. But overall, I think the difference mainly was it all went by quicker just because it wasn't taking so long. And they, in the sessions, you would have to sit like in certain seats. In the June, before the Delta variant was spread, it was more kind of like, oh, we could sit. If it was like with somebody that you knew, you could sit with them and stuff. And during the bleachers, we had to kind of set the parents and the students in a way where only if it's like a parent and a student, so like their family, then they would sit together, and then there would be like two or three seats open, and then the next family would go. And it was just like that for the more of like the August sessions, just because of Delta. So in June, I think it was kind of, we had guidelines, but it was more kind of like, okay, like COVID's coming down. So it was a little bit more. And then in August, we really put all the guidelines back and started with like seats and how we were gonna sit and stuff.
All right, awesome. So like from your experience, you can tell that there was like a lot of differences, even like throughout the summer itself. You had to like change different things that y'all did for each day.
Yeah. I was Saragossa this a lot better than the Saragossa from last year. From last year was all online. So it was good to have all like be Saragossa be in person. I could definitely tell you that like Saragossa leaders that were leaders the past were completely hated the online version. And a lot of students that were in that sessions, in those online sessions, don't really have that Saragossa kind of like a lot of students here that Saragossa was a big part of their experience in St. Mary's. So I think bringing back Saragossa to in person, we really worked hard to do that. And made sure that like our guidelines stuck with CDC and stuck with the St. Mary's guidelines so that we could make it in person and give the upcoming freshmen or transfer students the opportunity to have a connection with Saragossa the way everybody else has in the past.
All right, awesome. That offered really good insight, and thank you for your time.
If you have any more questions.
Of course, thank you.